The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
It's been an interesting 48 hours in the world of football. It sort of has made some sort of conclusion in the last 20 minutes with the press conference held by Brad Scott and Ben Buckley down at Arden Street. We're lucky enough to be joined for Prestige Jayco by one of North Melbourne stars. He's one of our own here on KROQ Football, Sean Higgins. Sean Kingy here with you with Chuck and Benny and Boris and Darren Park. And my first question to you is, have you ever been through a more bizarre 48 hours in your football career?
Hey, Kingy. G'day, boys. How you going? Yeah, it's been an eventful 48 hours, and also in the middle of that we had to play a game. So you're right, not the normal couple of days that you expect in a mid-season, but emotional couple of days, like you just mentioned, concluded today. But unusual circumstances, and it was just pleasing that we were able to get the results for Brad and his family yesterday and make that transition as smooth as possible.
Yep. Did you have any inkling this was happening, or when did it come to light to you that this was real and Brad Scott would no longer be coaching North Melbourne?
I think the how fast Friday night went in terms of the media and social media and where that led, and then really for us as players was a couple of hours pre-game, and Brad got us all together at 12 o'clock before the 2:10 game when all the players arrived, and put it on the table in some form. But the difficult thing with that, we had our AFL guys playing that night, and we didn't have the entire playing list at Marvel Stadium yesterday. So really unusual circumstances. It's never perfect, those events and how they're communicated. He's mentioned he would have loved it to play out slightly differently so he could have the opportunity to speak to not just us as players, but also his family and what the movement and strategy was going forward. But in terms of us as players, it all came to a head yesterday.
Brad used the word on another radio station yesterday that the playing group was agitated heading into the clash as a result of all this and how it unfolded. Is that a true reflection?
Yeah, probably. I'm not 100% sure. And I had an interview earlier today. I'm not 100% sure the correct word to sum it up for you and make it as simple as possible. But that is fair. You know, guys have played 10 years under Brad their whole career with only one coach. There was normally in situations like this, you would have a breakdown between players and coach or unrest at the football club. And, you know, hand on heart, it just hasn't been that at all. If anything, it's never been stronger in terms of the player and coach relationship. Personally, but also as a collective. So, surprise, shock. That's agitated probably a little bit. And that all just came to a head because of the fact that for us players, it came out of the blue.
Sean, Chuck, thanks for joining us on a difficult day. I must admit, when I was driving in yesterday to call your game, I did think of you and the senior playing group, the guys that have, in the, not in the twilight, but the latter stages of their career. And my immediate thoughts were, well, this is a big call because I'm thinking a new coach comes in, Sean, maybe a new direction. Not that you guys won't be a significant part of it, but does that involve a rebuild? And then I suppose the second part of the question, mate, every footballer's dream is to play in a premiership. Does that hamper the senior players in that regard?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Chuck, to be blatantly honest, because I'm realistic in football terms and what this looks like and potentially where it sits. And look, the clear direction hasn't been mapped out to the entire playing group. But, I mean, all I can do as a senior person at the club and leader at the moment is to do what we did yesterday, and that's try to galvanise a young group, make sure that our job at hand is to represent the football club in the right way. Game day throughout the week, extremely proud yesterday of the boys to be able to do what they did, particularly in challenging times, but also being challenged throughout the game. So that's where it sits with me. Still a lot of water to go under the bridge, and I'm sure conversations will be had at some stage.
Now, we respect your opinion enormously, and we love it when you're on KROQ Footy with us, and you know the game inside out, no doubt about it. I'm sure you can have a comment on this. What type, don't worry about the name, what type of coach would you like to see your club Chase? Would it be an experienced, successful coach out there? Or do you think the club needs, you know, a fresh, younger coach, maybe a good assistant coach in the system at the moment? If, you know, I'm sure you'll have names in your head, but what type of coach, I'm asking you, would be best fitted for the group you're currently with?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Ace probably comes into it, strictly from my point of view. Clearly, the relationship side of it is so important in today's football. And the exciting thing for us, that we've still got 12, 13 weeks and beyond of the year left. And the guy that's taking over, Reece Shaw, is unbelievable at that. And the impact that he's had on this football club in such a short period of time. And from an outsider, when you're in Sydney, you hear that he's good, and you wonder, geez, I wonder what that looks like, because he's only been in it for a year or two. He coached the NFL team for 2 years. He then went into a defensive line coach for 1 year. We got a hold of him. Unbelievable guy in terms of relationship, character, bringing the boys together. I'm excited to play under him for the remainder of this year, and I'm sure he'll be one of the candidates as well. In terms of other guys, there's potentially guys that have had the job in the past that have got a wealth of experience. But like, I hope I'm answering the question. I'm not 100% sure in terms of the age, Chuck, whether it really matters. But clearly, someone that's the relationship with guys and the other coaches around that is so important today. And I think we've seen that with the best coaches in the business from other clubs, and why I held Brad in such high regard as well, because he was great at that.
Sean, it's Ben Cass. Thanks for coming on. We'll finally get you on K-Rock each time we do try to get you on.
Oh, no, Benny. Sorry about this. It's been
something's happened. Next game you're on, I'm sure there'll be...
Yeah, look, next week.
You are. Well, there'll probably be a flash flood next week, so you won't be able to come on. But, I was going to... What's your overriding emotion right now as a 31-year-old who's been around a lot, 5 years at this football club, at a previous football club? What's your overriding emotion as we speak right now?
Mate, probably, to be blatantly honest, just a little bit sad that... it's ended up like this. And I don't want to bring this down or anything. And like Brad touched on in his press conference, this is nothing but blue skies for the football club. It's in an amazing position. The foundations are there, both on and off the field, to build on. But I just know the investment that all of us has put in, Brad included, and we embarked on a journey a couple of years ago to rebuild the footy club, try and get some talent into the football club. It hasn't exactly gone to plan in the way that we envisaged. So that would be my overwhelming feeling at the minute, because I just know the investment Brad's put in and what he's done for all of us. But me personally, I've spoken to you guys about it, but he's the one person that has turned my footy career around. So, just unfortunate that he won't be my senior coach anymore.
What would you say to a North Melbourne fan who has the perception that Brad Scott has walked out on the footy club?
Well, I'd be surprised if too many had that perception. From the day dot that I've walked in here, even in times when they were going really well in terms of win-loss, he's always said he'd do what was best for the football club. At the end of every year, he puts it to the board what's best for the football club. If it's him, he's fully committed. If he's not, well, he'll step aside and do what's right and allow someone else to come in. And unfortunately, it's got to a stage where that's where the club saw best fit. And it probably speaks volumes of Brad in terms of what he does for the team rather than what's best for him individually. Clearly what's best for him individually would have just been keep coaching and not do anything. But I'd be surprised if too many people after the events of the last 48 hours saw it in that light.
Prestige Jayco speaking with North Melbourne star Sean Higgins. He's Darren Buick.
Sean, yesterday, I'll just go back to yesterday. When you got to the ground, what was his message? Did he sort of speak about what was happening and then go into the match stuff? And how strange was that for you? And most importantly, what was his message in terms of the initial, this is what's happening with my coaching career?
He didn't go into too much details in terms of his coaching career, what he did say though before it, really just refocused us as a playing group. Spoke a lot about professional athletes, not just sport, but in business as well. At the top end, you're always faced with challenges and obstacles, and the true elite and the best are able to focus on the task at hand and what's important. And what was important for us was that next 2.5 hours, and whatever happened beyond that, we'll address it beyond the game. And as I touched on before, that's why yesterday was so pleasing from the team aspect, that we're able to do that. Guys played really well and stood up when it was needed, and Brad coached as well as he's ever coached under trying circumstances. So that was his message pre-game. Realign the boys, get focused on what we needed to do. It was important that as players, we really wanted to make sure we set it off in the right way. And then following that, there was obviously further discussions. And like I said, tricky because our VFL was playing last night as well. So he really wanted, in respect to them, was to wait today when we met early to address all the players and also the whole football staff.
Sean, what would you say, yourself aside, I mean, when you left the Bulldogs in somewhat controversial circumstances, you've come to the club, and I'm saying that is a big fish land, and you've played, I think, your best footy at North Melbourne. Twice you've won the best and fairest, I think. But the inability for North Melbourne to land a big fish, and we all know the names that have been thrown around over the last 3 to 5 years, the money is there. They haven't been able to attract that player, and I'm sure you heard it, that Tom Lynch didn't even want to talk to North Melbourne when he was a person on the move. I'm sure that hurts you when I say that, and it's a hard question to ask, but why can't North Melbourne land that big fish?
Yeah, well, it's interesting when you look at it. The best player in the competition, when we spoke to Dustin Martin, who had no intentions of leaving Richmond, came down to the death knock between us and Richmond, which I think puts the club in extremely good light, that the best player in the competition took that long to think about it, knowing what he did about the culture and Brad and also the playing group. I think in reality, it's hard to get the superstars to change clubs. There's not too many that have done it in recent times, particularly when they've been happy at their current club. And the club, I thought, showed great initiative to explore that. I mean, you have to try. Would we have loved to have gotten? Clearly, we would have. We had a crack. We went right down to the wire with a number of them, Martin included, Gaff included. Like I said, it was either us or the club that they stayed at, which means we're doing something right. And in the end, they chose to stay, which you've got to respect that decision. But it also just shows that it is hard to prize away top-end talent from other clubs.
Sean, before we let you go, will Brad Scott be coaching another club in 2020, in your opinion?
I'm not sure if he will, but I 100% am sure that he could. So it's funny, I think he's clearly now the best coach out there in the market for any club if they wanted to get him. And while he was coaching, I've never seen or been exposed to anyone better. So not sure if he will, but 100% sure and support the fact that he could.
Yeah. Sean, we really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. I know it's been a tough 48 hours for the North Melbourne Footy Club, and I know you've got yourself wholly invested there, and it would have been tough for you as well as one of the leaders at the club to have dealt through this. But you got the win yesterday, which is a fantastic result, and hopefully can back that up on Friday night against the Tigers. Thanks for taking the time on a Sunday to have a chat to us.
Good on you guys. Have a little call. I'll see you next week.
Sean Higgins will join us next week. Barring flash flood.
I think Sean should actually not go to training this week, pull out of next week's game just to ensure he's right for the Rock, because he was supposed to be on today and obviously things have happened and he couldn't get on. The previous time he was supposed to come on, he was rushed to hospital and couldn't play when the team was playing in Adelaide. And the first time he was supposed to come on earlier this year, he got smacked in the mouth and had to see the plastic surgeon on the Sunday post the game, so he couldn't do Carrick.
His wife's not pregnant again.
No, so we are 0-3 with Sean Higgins. That's why I said next week there's likely to be some sort of...
So you're complaining?
No.
Good. Good answer.
Prestige Jayco bringing us Sean Higgins.
Fatigue.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.